Aaron Judge has been named the captain of Team USA for the World Baseball Classic next year. Who else must be on the team? Let's talk about it. Yes, welcome into another episode of First Pitch, your daily source of baseball talk. And we are going to get to Aaron Judge being named captain of Team USA for the World Baseball Classic and the players that must be on the team alongside him for that tournament next year. So if you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, turn on the notification icon so you can be notified when the next episode goes live. If you're listening on audio, leave us a 5-star rating. Send the show to your friends. Send them to firstpitchpodcast.com so they can get their daily source of baseball talk. And check out the First Pitch newsletter. Today's issue talked about players who are more popular than they are good, three of them in particular. Link for the newsletter is in the description below, so check that out. It is free to subscribe and receive that in your email inbox every single morning, though we do appreciate any and all paid subscribers as they help keep the bills on around here. I'm Troy Brock, your host. You can follow me on Twitter at TroyBBaseball. We had some technical difficulties this morning, so I'm riding solo today, but we're going to get through it. And yeah, it was a good day of baseball yesterday, a full slate after the shortened slate on Monday. And we'll dive into that action now as the Nationals beat the Pirates 3-0 in a shutout. Nationals moved to 7-10. Pirates are now 6-12. James Wood hit his sixth home run of the year, and Kyle Finnegan got his sixth save of the year. So good stuff going on over there in Washington. A little bit better than that record indicates. Don't sleep on the Nationals. Mariners at the Reds. Reds take that one 8-4. They are now 9-8 as the Mariners fall to 8-9. And Austin Hayes had a good coming out party in his debut with the Cincinnati Reds. He went 2-for-4 with a home run and 4 RBI. It was a very good debut for him for his new team. And it'll be exciting to see what the Reds can do now with a little bit of a different look to their lineup after a few other players also came back yesterday. Diamondbacks at the Marlins. Diamondbacks won that one 10-4. Diamondbacks are now 10-7, and the Marlins are 8-8. Giants at the Phillies. That was a very good game, back and forth game. A little bit of questionableness here and there from both sides, managerial staff, but the Phillies did win 6-4. Phillies are now 10-7, and the Giants are 12-5. Guardians at the Orioles. Guardians take that one 6-3. They are now 9-7, while the Orioles are 6-10. And Emmanuel Clase picked up his second save of the year. Charlie Morton falls to 0-4 on the year with an 8.84 ERA. Red Sox at the Rays. Red Sox win 7-4. They are now 9-10, while the Rays fall to 8-9. Walker Buehler picks up his second dub. He lowered his ERA in the process to 5.23, and Ryan Pepiot picks up his second L. And his ERA rose to 4.91. Alex Bregman had a really good day in that game. He went 5-for-5. He was probably the best player across baseball yesterday. 5-for-5 with 2 home runs, a double, and 4 RBI. So very good day for Alex Bregman. And he's going to be off today because I think his wife is giving birth. So Rafael Devers will be playing third because he's a third baseman, remember? Excuse me, there's going to be a lot of that. Just heads up, I'm still working on these allergies from the past few days. Royals at Yankees. Yankees take this one 4-2. They are now 10-7. Royals fall to 8-10. Max Fried is now 3-0 on the year with a 1.88 ERA. We're going to have to talk about it at some point, but the Braves failing to re-sign Max Fried along with Freddie Freeman a couple of years ago is just Alex Anthopoulos might not be the guy that everybody thought he was from the beginning. But yeah, the Max Fried has had a fantastic start to the year up there in New York, and he is proving to the world on a much larger stage that he is in fact an ace and one of the best pitchers in baseball. Braves at Blue Jays. Braves dropped this one 6-3. Blue Jays moved to 10-8, while the Braves fall to 5-12. It was an uncharacteristically bad start from Schwellenbach. He gave up a lot of runs in this one. I think he gave up all 6. And so it was just not a good outing for him. And the Braves were only able to push across 3 runs, 1 in the first, 1 in the sixth, and 1 in the ninth. So the Braves' struggles continue. Mets at the Twins. Twins win 6-3. over Tylor Megill. Bailey Ober gets the win. Jaren Duran picks up his first save of the year. Not Jaren Duran. I'm sorry. That's not Jaren Duran. That's Joan Duran. Oops. Mets are now 11-6, while the Twins fall to 6-12. Mets now have yet another team that they have played this year with a record of 500 or below. So their opponents, combined opponents record that they played this year just continues to get worse, even though the Twins did win this one here. Athletics at the White Sox. Athletics take that one 12-3 to move to 7-10, while the White Sox fall to 4-12. Tigers at the Brewers. Brewers take this one 5-0 on the shutout. Quinn Priester picks up the win. Jack Flaherty falls to 1-1, and Priester now has an ERA sub 1 at 0.9. Flaherty's ERA rose to 2.53. Tigers are now 10-7. Brewers are 9-9. Astros at the Cardinals. Astros take one back from the Cardinals on a 2-0 score. They move to 8-9. Cardinals fall to 8-9. And Hunter Brown gets the win, lowers his ERA to 1.5, and Josh Hader gets the save. He has 4 saves on the year. Angels at the Rangers. Rangers win 4-0 to move to 10-7 and a half game above the Angels, who are now 9-7. Tyler Molly gets the win, 3-0, 0.92 ERA. And Yusei Kikuchi takes the loss. He's 0-3 with a 4.13 ERA. Cubs at the Padres. The series has lived up to expectations as the best series of the midweek here. Cubs take this one 2-1 in 10 innings. Must have been a fantastic game. I was asleep. But I say asleep. I was in bed. I don't think I slept at all last night. But the Cubs do take this one 2-1. 10 innings. They move to 12-8, while the Padres fall to 4-4. Rockies at the Dodgers. Dodgers, of course, take this one 6-2. They are now 13-6, while the Rockies fall to 3-14. So, yeah, a full slate of games yesterday. It was a good slate of games. None of the games were postponed or canceled, and we've got another full slate of games today that we will be looking forward to later in the show. But, of course, first we need to talk about Aaron Judge being named the captain of Team USA for the World Baseball Classic in 2026. And it's kind of become more of a must-do event for baseball players. You know, they are, of course, the foreign nationals who play in Major League Baseball. They've always been gung-ho about wanting to play for their country and represent their country in the World Baseball Classic. But for the American Major League Baseball players, they haven't. Some of them have, but most of them have not really been eager to participate in the World Baseball Classic because, you know, there's a higher chance of injury because you're playing in a game that matters a little bit more than a spring training game. You know, you're trying to represent your country, and it's all, while it's more important than a spring training game, it's not as important as the Olympics. And of course, you see more American Major League Baseball players wanting to take part in the Olympics than they do the World Baseball Classic. But with Aaron Judge now the captain of Team USA for the World Baseball Classic, that sentiment might be changing because Aaron Judge is one of the best players in the sport, and he's certainly one of the most popular players in the sport. He's a 2-time MVP. He hits more home runs than anyone else in baseball on a regular basis. And it's that sentiment just might be changing. There might be a lot more guys who are willing to take part in the World Baseball Classic and represent the United States of America against all the other countries of the world in that tournament and give the United States of America and Team USA a better chance of competing. You know, in the last World Baseball Classic, we got that fantastic moment in the final game, the tournament championship of Team USA versus Japan, where Shohei Ohtani faced Mike Trout, and Shohei Ohtani struck out Mike Trout, and that was a fantastic moment. And it's, and at the time they were teammates. They were both, Shohei Ohtani was still on the Angels, and of course Mike Trout is still on the Angels. And you didn't think you would see something like that. You certainly wouldn't see it in such a meaningful ball game because the Angels are not going to make the postseason while Mike Trout's on the roster. They've only done it once during his career, and they still will not moving forward. While Shohei Ohtani, of course, won the World Series as part of the Los Angeles Dodgers last year and will be in the postseason again this year and for more years of his time with the Dodgers, then they will not be in the postseason. So it's you get great moments like that. And with Aaron Judge as the captain, the question is now who else should play around him to give Team USA the best opportunity to win and perform well in the tournament. And of course you have you have your obvious guys, and you know Bryce Harper should participate, and even Mike Trout should participate, even though he's older and more injury prone. And then for pitchers, you have your obvious guys like Paul Skeens and Spencer Strider, but there are other guys who should also take part in this who aren't on that same level as far as popularity, but are on that same level as far as skill. And, you know, and some of them are close to being as popular. They just haven't been in the league as long. You know, one guy that comes to mind in that regard is Bobby Witt Jr., because he has quickly become one of the game's better shortstops, and he could perform well on a stage like that and playing in different ballparks than Kauffman Stadium, because he'd be able to provide more power to the lineup that's already going to have a lot of power. And, you know, he'd be good, a good fit there at short over, I think it was Trey Turner they had for Team USA, the last World Baseball Classic. And he performed well. There's no doubt about that. But Bobby Witt Jr. is a better shortstop than Trey Turner. And then, of course, you got other guys like, it'll be 2026, so he'll be in his late 30s, but Kyle Schwarber should probably participate because of what he's been able to do and the power that he's been able to provide. And he's completely changed up his game over the last couple of years. And this year, he's one of the best hitters in baseball so far to this point in the season, along with being one of the best power hitters in baseball. Since 2018, no other player in Major League Baseball other than Aaron Judge has hit more home runs than Kyle Schwarber. And it's now in last year in 2024 and then in 2025 so far, he's added batting average to that. He's got a solid batting average, and he's doing more than just hitting home runs. He's always been good at drawing walks, and he made himself even better at that last year. He led the National League in walks, and he's on up there in walks again this year because he's changed his approach. He is going to hit a lot of home runs, but that is not the only thing he's focusing on anymore. He's working on getting on base. He's working on putting the ball in play more, but as well as still hitting a plethora of home runs. So Kyle Schwarber is another guy who they should probably look to be on Team USA if he's willing to do it. And then, you know, for catcher, JT Realmuto has been the best catcher in baseball for years, but he's kind of in his old age. He's regressed. So, and I'm not even sure. I don't think he did it. I don't know who the catcher was in 2023, but now maybe you turn to a guy like Adley Rutschman, if he's willing to participate, who can provide both offense and defense and is kind of the guy that's been christened to take over as the BCIV once JT Realmuto officially gives up that title by either his play deteriorating more or either that or when he retires. So it's Adley Rutschman is kind of the next man up, and he's the guy that should probably take part in the World Baseball Classic as the starting catcher. And then for pitchers, you know, you've got all kinds of options for pitchers. Max Fried is a guy that, if he is willing, should participate, should be chosen to participate, along with other guys like maybe Zach Wheeler, who hasn't had the best start to this year, but he's been one of, if not the best pitchers in baseball over the past few years, along with, I already mentioned, Paul Skeens, should be chosen to participate. Hunter Green would be a fantastic option for the World Baseball Classic with what he's done over this season and really since July 1st of last year, like we talked about yesterday. And there's just there's so many guys in Major League Baseball who can represent this country well and help Team USA get to that next level and win in that championship game like they were not able to do in 2023. They played fantastically in the World Baseball Classic in 2023, and they made it to the championship game against Japan. But the best players need to participate from the best American players need to participate for Team USA to give them the opportunity to win it all. And while a lot of good to great players have participated in the past, it really has not been the focus while they're getting ready to play their actual regular season and trying to help their team win a World Series. But now that might be changing with Aaron Judge being named the captain. And so, Captain America, the shield is in your hands, and hopefully you can do well with it for Team USA. But it's going to be an exciting tournament no matter what. It always is an exciting tournament because you have all of these players representing their home country. It's the Olympics light, essentially. So it's going to be fun. And of course, baseball in the Olympics a few years later will also be fun. So we'll have that to look forward to coming down the line in a few years. But something that we have to look forward to today is another full slate of baseball games. And of course, the first game, we actually have day games today. We have 4 day games and 1 early afternoon game, which I guess is a day game if you live in California because it's in San Diego. But yeah, 4 day games, so that's good to have on the slate. Always love day games. And the first game of the day is 1:07 p.m. Eastern, Braves at the Blue Jays. Spencer Strider makes his triumphant return for the Atlanta Braves, his season debut after missing most of last season with an injury, and so far 17 games of this season. So the Braves look to get back on track with Spencer Strider back in the rotation, but they have a tough go of it in facing Chris Bassitt, who has a sub-1 ERA to this point in the season. Braves look to move to 6-12, while the Blue Jays look to move to 11-8. 1:10 p.m. Eastern, Mets at the Twins. Mets are throwing TBD because Griffin Canning was supposed to start, but he is sick. They did announce who they called up, but I don't remember who it was right off, and I'm not going to dig through the tweet to try to find it, but they're facing David Festa for the Twins. Mets look to move to 12-6, while the Twins look to move to 7-12. 1:10 p.m. Eastern as well, Tigers at the Brewers. Tigers look to move to 11-7, while the Brewers look to move to 10-9. Jose Quintana on the mound for the Brewers. He has not allowed an earned run to this point in the season. 1:15 p.m. Eastern. I think that's also only over one start. I could be wrong, but I think that's only one start. He hasn't allowed an earned run yet. 1:15 p.m. Eastern, Astros at the Cardinals. Ronel Blanco at Steven Matz. Steven Matz back in the rotation for the Cardinals. Both teams look to move to 9-9. 4:10 p.m. Eastern, that early afternoon game in San Diego. Cubs at the Padres. Matthew Boyd at Nick Pavetta. Both guys enter this game with 1.59 ERAs. Cubs look to move to 13-8. Padres look to move to 15-5. 6:35 p.m. Eastern, Guardians at the Orioles. Guardians look to move to 10-7, while the Orioles look to move to 7-10. 6:40 p.m. Eastern, Nationals at the Pirates. Nationals look to move to 8-10, while the Pirates look to move to 7-12. Don't sleep on the Nationals. Also at 6:40 p.m. Eastern, Mariners at the Reds. Nick Martinez on the mound for the Reds. And of course, we talked about him yesterday in the qualifying offer and whatnot. And Bryce Miller will be on the mound for the Mariners. Mariners look to move to 500 at 9-9. Reds to look to extend their record above 500 even more, move to 10-8. Third game of the day at 6:40 p.m. Eastern, Arizona Diamondbacks at Miami Marlins. Brandon Pfaadt at Max Mayer. Diamondbacks look to move to 11-7, while the Marlins look to move to 9-8. Good, surprisingly good pitching matchup in that one. 6:45 p.m. Eastern, Giants at the Phillies, Robbie Ray at Aaron Nola. Game three of this four-game set. I will be watching this one. Giants look to move to 13-5. Phillies look to move to 11-7. 7:05 p.m. Eastern, Red Sox at the Rays, Sean Newcomb at Little. Red Sox look to move to 500 at 10-10, and the Rays also look to move to 500 at 9-9. Also at 7:05 p.m. Eastern, Royals at the Yankees. Chris Bubich versus Clark Schmidt. Clark Schmidt making his season debut. Bubich has an ERA sub 1. Royals look to move to 9-10. Yankees look to move to 11-7. 7:40 p.m. Eastern, Athletics at the White Sox. Athletics throw in the one of Gru's minions in Beto, and they look to move to 8-10, while the White Sox look to move to 5-12. 20 minutes later, 8:05 p.m. Eastern, Angels at the Rangers. Angels look to move to 10-7. Rangers look to move to 11-7. And finally, at 10:10 p.m. Eastern, Rockies at the Dodgers. Herman Marquez at Bobby Miller making his season debut. He's not as good as his rookie season may have indicated, and it was all in the Baseball Savant page, regardless of what any streamer slash content creator tries to tell you otherwise. Rockies look to move to 4-14. Dodgers look to move to 14-6. But yeah, that's Robbie Ray and Aaron Nola matchup. I'm a little biased, but that's going to be a great matchup. Strider at Bassett's a great matchup. I'm blacked out for that game, so I can't watch it. Boyd and Pavetta, Cubs and Padres is going to be fun. Don't sleep on the Nationals. Mariners and Reds is going to be fun, outside of Nick Martinez being on the mound. A decent amount of good pitching matchups in today's slate of ball games, and it's going to be fun, and it's always fun when there is baseball. So thank you for joining us on today's episode of First Pitch. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, turn on the notification icon so you can be notified when another episode just like this one goes live. If you're listening on audio, leave us a 5-star rating, share the show with your friends, send them to firstpitchpodcast.com so they can get their share of daily baseball talk. Check out the First Pitch newsletter. Today's issue talked about three specific players and why they are more popular than they are good, and why that's a bad thing for some of them, of course. So link for the newsletter is in the description. It is free to subscribe and receive that email newsletter in your inbox every single morning. But we also appreciate any and all paid subscribers as they help keep the bills on around here. Until next time, this has been First Pitch.